I want to call Rachel. Apologize for our fight earlier. Money. We only fight about money. We have to decide whether to get new windows or a new roof, and we disagree about which is the higher priority. Our household is like the college. There's never enough money to go around. But before I can hit the call button, the phone rings. Shoot, I say, then answer. Hello? Hey, Troy, it's Grace. Hey, Grace. I try to keep my voice buoyant and not let any irritation show, even though my boss, the president of the college, is calling to check up on me. But she's not just my boss. She's my friend. She and Rachel belong to the same book club, and just last weekend, Grace and her husband Doug came over to our house for drinks. How are you on this fine morning? Is he there? She asks. She cuts to the chase. Today's about business. On another day, we would talk about our kids. Grace's oldest son, Michael, is in the same grade as my oldest daughter, Rebecca. But I know Grace has other things on her mind. If by he you mean Nicholas Hyde, then no, he isn't here yet. No one is. Damn it. When did you talk to him last? It's been about a month, and that was just a short email. Yeah. Grace sounds defeated. She never sounds defeated. I can't get a hold of him either. Did you know he left Kentucky and moved to California? He did? I thought he was still living in Lexington. He didn't tell me. He lost both his parents in the last year. That's a terrible blow for anyone. And I know he was close to his mother. Very close. Maybe that's why he moved to California. His mom was his last real family tie here. I'm worried about this, Troy. He's not connected to the college or to Kentucky the way the Hydes always have been. You know as well as I do, his father would never have left us twisting in the wind.